This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Why won't you go there? There you go. And now, it is time for Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Did Lee tell you what came in the mail yesterday?
Lee, did you get your pistola?
Well, no, he hasn't sent that to me. I have it. It came yesterday to me.
All right. Okay.
And I have left it alone the whole time.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask. You sure you're gonna send it?
Absolutely. I'm just waiting on someplace to send it to, and it is on its way out of here because I've already got it in the bag and it's already in the box. I mean, you know what kind of bag it comes in, Bob, right? Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Do you find it odd that a custom gun like Staccato, as good as it is, comes in a bag?
It's a nice bag, though.
Well, it is a nice bag, but I mean, you know, I get a little, it seems like all of the custom 1911, 2011s, all of them come in a bag. And I want it to come in an ornate box made out of a piece of wood that is so endangered that I shouldn't even have it. You know, to celebrate my acquisition, my purchase, my ownership of it, and then I'll probably like the, you know, but when the bag comes, it's like, oh, okay, another Staccato came in, cool. They all the same bag. They have they even have a morale patch to let you know that it's a C2, C, a P, a XC, XL, whatever.
That just means go use it.
I guess.
You know?
I guess.
You know, don't be so fancy that you just want to keep it up as a display. That thing is meant to be used.
Well, I mean, the Staccato yearns to be used, but one thing that I have been noticing of the last week, because right now we're in the middle of the new hotness. Have you seen the new hotness out there?
No.
The Springfield Prodigy.
That's what I figured you were going to say. Yeah. Is that the new hot thing?
It is according to the reviewers, but see, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to review it because I don't see the point of it, because I have seen enough people that are out there. When you got all of these reviewers that are out there that everything they like, they love, they say, this is a great gun, but the trigger's heavy. And it just feels feels heavy too. It's a great gun, but it's heavy, and the trigger's heavy. And well, you know, while they're telling me how great it is and how I should run out and spend, and it's only $1,200-$1,300. Well, it's I just happen to know the guy that owns Chambers Custom, and he's actually gotten a hold of one of these and taken a deep dive into it, and it is exactly what you would expect out of a $1,200 production gun.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, so I mean, the new hotness is. I always wait for the new hotness to get to somebody I respect to get their take on it, and then I decide whether I'm going to get it. The Sig P365, I waited for years to buy one, and then I was completely unimpressed by it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have spoken my piece.
So what did Lee, what did you get yesterday?
I haven't got it yet. It's coming as soon as I get the FFL stuff up to Bill, but my FFL is out until tomorrow, so I'm dying here a little bit.
He has a 2022 C2.
Oh, no, I thought you said he already had gotten something yesterday.
Well, he got a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
He got a FaceTime call. He was out there walking his dog.
Which was cruel, but appreciated.
Well, I mean, I could have texted you and just said, hey, your gun came in.
Yeah.
That deserves...
Very appreciated.
Yes. So, now that's the gun that you carry, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been messing around with the XL here lately, and I've had two or three C2s before, and but after messing with the XL, when I got the C2 in yesterday, it took me back to how actually big the XL is, because the XL is gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be a good long range melee weapon.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of longer pistols or bigger pistols, so like even when I was operational, I would carry the Glock 19,
right?
Instead of the Glock 22 that we also had. I like a smaller gun. I don't like the big bulky guns, and I don't really think it adds. You know, I'm not going to be making 25 yard shots with a pistol anyhow. So does the extra length of that barrel actually help me out? I don't think so for me.
No, I
My go-to is the C2 Duel.
Well, pretty soon we're all going to get together, I hope, and then we'll all be looking at our C2s going, hi there. Yes, we're all Staccato fanboys, and we're going to shoot some gratuitous video of how much we love the Staccato C2. The one thing, though, the one thing I did not realize until today, Lee, is that I thought we were getting some guns that had been out in the wild. These things are brand new.
Oh, my God.
They're brand new. And so you will need to, you actually need to read the manual when you get it. Right, Bob? You need to read the manual.
Nope.
When you get
it. Throw that in garbage and go right to the range. I'm going to test that.
I like it when Bob backs me up when I'm making my points. That always works out so well. That just works out so well for me. So we're coming up on the first break. What are you guys going to talk about in the next little bit?
Well, we're going to talk about another cool gun because we got a question in that I just absolutely love. Well, it's a cool gun Bob knows pretty well.
Okay.
All right.
And that's right. That's right. We also have the Think, Aim, Fire question and answer that will be coming up later on today in this hour, which is a pretty cool segment. I sort of enjoy listening to what people have to ask because it gives you sort of a look in. Lee, of course, Lee is the writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the writer at armedamericannews.com, and he is the only investigative reporter, according to Alan Gottlieb. He is the entirety of the investigative reporting project going on at Second Amendment Foundation. Bob, on the other hand, apparently runs a gun range that is palatial. What is it called?
RangeWorks in Fort Meade, Florida.
And the name of your company is Gamut.
Gamut Resolutions.
Gamut Resolutions. I like the way you put it, like resolutions. Like if you got bad guys, the resolution is to go out there and blow them away. I like that. It's sort of subtle. It's not passive aggressive, but it is very, very menacing. Well, I've got a resolution for you. Ka-chank. Boat rides forward. All right, guys, hang on. We're about to get into this Think, Aim, Fire. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. And we are talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Think, Aim, Fire. This is them, and now I pull back, and you guys go.
Okay. We got one question, and I realize this has got to be our main topic. Otto in Texarkana writes, I'm looking for a dependable AR that's under $2,000. Can you guys recommend one?
He hasn't heard the news.
I think I can.
Yeah, go for it.
Tell them about your rifle, Bob. Now, this is the Bob Keller signature rifle. This is the AR that got me off AKs. I'm going to blow it a little bit because you worked on it. You can tell them how long you worked on it, but you called me and said, meet me at the range. I finally got one, and I want you to shoot it. And when I get there, you said, it's going to be a surprise. There's going to be a surprise. And you kind of blew the surprise. You said, there's no recoil. And I'm like, well, right. And I shot it, and from then on, everybody that shoots it says, it recoils like a Crosman 760. Eric.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, how did you come up with that idea? Who'd you work with?
Well, what gives you the lack of recoil is Garrett, who owns SOT, and that's who builds the guns. It was just, that signature gun is just how I would want a gun set up if I was going to go back overseas, and that's how we built it. So, I mean, first off, it had to be reliable. That was the number one thing on the list. Had to be a reliable gun that I would actually trust. After that, it had to be light. And then after that, it had to be affordable that everyone could actually own one, you know? So I didn't want to go with something that shoots that good, but then put a $5,000 price on it, you know, just because. So wanted to get down to where, you know, he was a reasonable price or even lower than. I think it is a reasonable price compared to other guns out there and how good this one shoots. So that was kind of the base of it. And I mean, anyone like yourself, when you shot it, you were blown away. I mean, I used to take videos of people the first time they shot it and just watch their face. And it was the same face every time. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you're shooting a 5.56 rifle. You're expecting to have recoil and have the gun jump a little bit, you know, because I mean that's what they're used to. And then this thing stays flat and with no recoil. It the first time you shoot it, well, and that's the stipend barrel that Garrett has a full patent on. When we were building this thing or building my rifle, he was just getting done with that barrel. He was in the process of getting patented, and he was like. Lee knows Garrett. Garrett can get technical. He's a aerospace engineer background. And he had, like, I was in the shop and he was like, check this barrel out. He had it on the CAD system, you know, on the computer, and he's showing me how the airflow is and what it does. And I know nothing about this stuff, right? So after he gives me the whole spiel, I literally, in the shop, I told him it sounds like a gimmick to me. Because I don't even know what he's talking about yet, right? And he's showing this on the computer on how it works, and that's exactly what I said. So it sounds like a gimmick. He goes, let's just go to the range and shoot it, just so you can feel the difference. Went to the range, I shot like 10 rounds through that thing, rapid fire, and the first words out of my mouth, I looked at him and said, you need to get a better lawyer. Because it was that big of a difference on recoil.
Yeah.
So, that's called the siphon barrel. So we put that in there because when it comes to, like, doing stuff on target, you want to drop people fast, right? So you can go to the next target if there's multiple targets. So, like, keeping the red dot on target is the name of the game. So any advantage you can get in doing that, why wouldn't you? And then it also has an aggressive brake on it. Which I never used to run brakes either, so the brake prevents the barrel from going up and down, and then the siphon barrel prevents the gun from coming back into your shoulder with lack of recoil. So the combination of both, it is just unbelievable how flat that thing shoots. I've had competition shooters that have spent $5,000-$6,000 on a competition gun that you 100% wouldn't take to a gunfight, have shot my gun, and they look at me and they're like, what the hell? You know, it basically shoots as flat as their $6,000 gun that they wouldn't even take to a gunfight. And this thing is almost everything on that gun is mil-spec. So a reliable gun that shoots like that, it's pretty cool.
The thing that impressed me the most at first was the lack of recoil. But then over time, you realize how reliable it is. I put two cases through it without cleaning it. I've never had a malfunction on mine. Not one. And it's the AR plastic, which to me is just amazing.
So this is the AR that you're shooting in the picture that I use for the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, what, that 3-4 years now, Lee, that guy's been out?
Do you know how many he's sold?
I do not. That's another one of my stuff.
Yeah, those signature guns are so much fun. We're about to come up on the next break here.
Yeah, Bill, you gotta get one of your hands for sure.
Well, I want to. I texted Bob the other day if he had any for a review, and he's like, nope, but the guys who build them might, so I got to get with those guys and have a little chat with them. But for those of you interested, the principals here are doing the talking here. One is Lee Williams. He is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the writer at armedamericannews.com, and he is the sole writer. He's also the sole writer for the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporting Project. And Bob, he runs something called Gamut Resolutions off of his palatial range, where he will teach you. You know, if you don't know how to kill something yet, he will teach you, and you will resolve your problems. You know, sometimes that's the kind of resolution. I mean, there should have been some of that resolution going on in Parkland.
Yeah.
That's the kind of resolution you want to see in Parkland. But anyway, you guys hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British officials say mourners looking to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth could face a 10-mile-long line. Massive crowds have descended on London to view the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall, which will last for 4 days. The Queen's funeral is set for Monday. Union railway workers are gearing up for a strike. Nearly 5,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers voted to approve the strike. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in battery manufacturing here in the U.S.
Speaking in Detroit, Biden calling himself a car guy. He praised the labor union workforce behind building the EVs. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extend. From the Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. They've been talking about the AR that changed Lee, got Lee away from the AK, and it's the signature weapon of Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions. And who builds that, Bob?
SOTMFG. So SOT.
Gotcha. So, please, I just had to interject because we're coming up on the break. Please continue, guys.
What barrel length you got on that, Bob? And I got a question that comes up about that.
Yeah, so it's a 14.5 with the pin break on it.
Why not go the cool, the sexy, the 7-inch or the 10-inch or any of those? The short barrel. And I know you love this question.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a short barreled gun, and depending on what you're using it for, I don't like them because I found out, like in the Iraq days, we were all short barrels, and that's what I started the unit with. I think even my rotation with SF short barrel gun, and then got to the unit. My first, I don't even know how many deployments it was. It was all shorties. And when we pushed back to Afghanistan, we were thinking, all right, we're going to be fighting in the mountains. We're going to be pushing out longer ranges. We need a longer barrel. So we went back to like the 14.5-inch barrels or 14-inch barrels, whatever the heck they were, but they're longer barrels. And then I think just out of laziness, every time that at least me and a bunch of guys that I actually worked with, instead of going back and putting the 10-inch barrels back on, we kept training with the 14-inch barrels. And, like, started doing the CQB and the vehicle stuff and everything with the long barrels, and found out you can do everything just as good with that long barrel. Like, I think most people use the excuse of the short barrel gun that's more maneuverable, especially during CQB and vehicle stuff. Well, I found out I can do everything just as good with a long barrel, and now still have the ability to push out to 600 yards if I needed to, not that that's ever been the case. And you're, with a long barrel gun, you're always going to be more accurate now. And you're going to have more control of the gun just because you got that length to hold on further out, closer to the muzzle. So for certain situations, I'm sure it's whatever, but I think a lot of people are running short barrel guns just because they think it's the cool thing to do, which the cool thing to do is being able to hit what you're looking at very fast. So I think you're always going to have more control. You're always going to be more accurate with a longer barrel gun. And I can do everything just as good and just as fast.
Okay, so can do, just to be clear, you can do CQB with a 14.5-inch barrel easily.
Easily, absolutely. And that's been, and I did for my last probably 5 years being at the unit, I used the longer barrel gun.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, the only thing, a short barrel gun with my buttstock fully collapsed was nice for was MFF stuff. So, the military free fall stuff. Jumping out of plane.
Okay.
You know, package that thing up nice and short. That was way more comfortable. So, everything else, though, nope. For me, longer barrel gun. With longer rails on it.
That defies, that breaks a lot of myths, because everybody out there right now, you know, wants to get the 7 or the 10 and run it. And how far are you going to be able to push out with that 10-inch barrel?
No, it's 300 max.
Okay. So you're buying yourself an additional 300 yards with 4 more inches of barrel.
Yeah, and really, I mean, who's going to push out that far anyhow? It's really about the control of the gun up to target and driving it left and right and keeping it there. That's what the control is. When you have a short barrel, especially a lot of people are buying the lights and the night vision, the lasers now. Well, you got a 10-inch barrel and that rail is only that long, and now you put lights, lasers, and triggers on there, you run out of real estate to put your hand. And, you know, so the closer you get both hands to the pistol grip, into the mag well, it's less control of the gun for the drive.
Right.
So, yeah, longer barrel, it's always going to have more control. 100%.
Okay. Speaking of longer range, what's your take on the magnifiers? I just put an EOTech 3X, the new one, on my rifle, and I love it. Doesn't get in the way, no weight. With my old eyes, it's nice to have a little bit of magnification if I need it. And I know your eyes are definitely better, so you're not using one. What do you think of it?
Well, yours like one of those flip to the side ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can either just be red dot or flip it up and then have the 3x?
Yeah,
so just like I am with almost everything, it's 100% your choice. You know, if that's what you like and that's what you want, and that gives you some advantage out the distance because your eyes are bad, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I personally never ran one. 100% I tried them. I thought that was a cool concept. Why not have something to get, you know, at least a 2x or a 3x. I didn't like the added weight, and I didn't like the added bulk to the gun. So that was the only reason why I didn't use one. No, absolutely nothing against them, and I would never tell anyone like that I saw had one on their gun. I would never say, oh, shouldn't have that. Never.
Right.
So I know it's an easy answer, and I say it a lot, but that's just how it is with most things. It's shooter choice. What do you want on it? What feels comfortable for you? And what works?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have nothing against them at all. I didn't run one just because I didn't need it. and I didn't like the added bolt in that. Wait.
Oh, I'm loving mine, especially with my older eyes. Okay,
yeah.
Q&A, we got good questions this week. Jim in Tampa asks, do you offer classes on CQB/room clearing? I know everybody wants the CQB.
Yeah. I know. Driving me nuts. I would like to see how everyone shoots first. Because
right.
It's really pointless to do CQB stuff if you don't actually know how to shoot. But still, I have not done a civilian CQB class. I have done military and law enforcement CQB classes through Gamma Resolutions. I have not done that yet. I would like to, yes, eventually put a shoot house out at range work. But until then, it's kind of a pain in the butt to do CQB, like civilian CQB classes somewhere other than your range. So right now I do not have anything set up, or I don't have anything in the future set up for a civilian CQB class.
Are you talking live fire shoot house at some point?
Hold the answer, because we're coming up on the last break. And
okay.
that's a good place to live fire shoot house. Talking to Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions and Lee Williams. He is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire. One more to go as they do the Q&A. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And they've been going through the Q&A, and they were just now getting to the part about doing room
live
clearing.
Fire.
Live fire. let me ask you a question about that, just so I'm up on this. Is there actually a civilian analog or need for room clearing skill?
Good question.
What, like single man CEB or a group of guys going like we would do CEB?
Well, I mean, I've always thought that the whole problem with somebody that has a small unit background is that's great as long as you have a small unit with you.
Now,
if you don't have a small unit with you and you're not able to do bounding overwatch, you're not able to, you know, stack at the door and do all the other things that you do when you're getting ready to go in and do a little mount warfare, it sort of becomes, okay, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And I would imagine what actually has to transpire has to adapt to the reality of being by yourself versus having somebody following behind you and you being able to go left and somebody else being able to go right and you guys converge in the center.
Right. Yeah, that's why I asked if you were talking about single man. I mean, single man, you can give, I know a ton of people give classes on like one man CQB for like that, the home defense person, you know, and just clearing the rooms, doing a class like that, is it beneficial? I don't think it hurts. It's not going to hurt anything. Like even if you were doing like a private class and it was a one-man CQB class, and you had a place where you could do live fire shooting in rooms, it's definitely not hurting that person doing that. Is there much to it? No, there's not. It still comes down to you having to know how to shoot. Because if you're doing it by yourself, you can only clear one corner at a time, right? So, I mean, you're clearing most of the room just with your eyes as fast as you can. And
Is it really, because one man's never wrong, right? So if you're the only man in there, any way you go is the right answer. There's not, that's why I think, like, people that put those classes together, it's kind of gimmicky, because how much is there to teach besides just the shooting? Right?
That's the point I wanted you to make. Before you start worrying about the one man, and you make it better than anybody, before you start worrying about, you know, teaching corners and all that, learn how to shoot. take Bob's basic course or his basic, and then the advanced, because they're fun as hell, which I don't think gets said enough, and learn how to shoot before you go off. Don't you think? Or am I just crazy?
That's why I do what I do. Because everyone always wants to do the advanced stuff first and not work on the basic stuff. So then when they do it, they're all ate up and they can't hit what they're looking at and their shots suck. They're not identifying threats. Because they haven't started from scratch, from the basics.
When Bob says that it's all ate up, that is not a good thing. That's a military term. That means you look like you've been chewed and spat out. And that's if he comes up to you and you go to one of his classes and he looks at you and goes, "You're all ate up." Don't sit there and smile.
I'll try not to say that the next 4 days.
You will.
I had not heard that phrase in yas, but you know, I remember it quite well.
I don't even say it. I want to just pop. Well, it's, you know why? It's because I can't swear on this show, so I got to come up with other terms. I've done good. I haven't done it yet today, so
that shows incredible presence of mind.
It does. Yeah.
So.
Okay, we got
it. Go for it.
Rob F. said, "I bought an optic from Amazon and it was counterfeit. Amazon took care of me, but you should warn people not to buy gun-related products from Amazon.com." Okay.
That's all you, Lee.
Yeah. Well, consider it warned. I mean, I bought gun cleaning products, Target, you know, ammo cans. I'm not going to... I know you got guys showing up for your class wearing Amazon.com gear.
Yeah.
How long does that last before the mag rips through the pocket?
Not long. I think that's a good reason. I mean, the cops that just had the last 2 days were already saying it. The class before that was a civilian class, and they were... I hear in every single class, and that's the other good reason for taking classes. And I would say, like with mine, you do shoot a lot, so you get to experience like the gear that you thought was going to work. And when guys buy gear or weapons or whatever they're buying, they go to the range and they usually shoot 50 rounds, right? And it usually holds up, or they don't experience like. They can't, after 50 rounds or 20 rounds, whatever they're shooting, they're not going to really see if that kit feels right, or if that belt is right, or if the pouches are right. So when they get done taking my class, you know, they've already shot 900 rounds of rifle and 800 rounds of pistol or close to it. I hear it all the time, like, I know now what to get rid of, and I need to go back to the store and buy this and this. And that's an awesome thing for taking classes. Kind of like the gamut challenge that I do at my range. That's 2 days of rucking, running, and shooting. After those 2 days, you'll know not only if the kit was set up right, but if it was the right kit to have for that situation. So we call them at the unit anytime we'd get new gear, and we'd set up stuff, running and gunning and rucking and shooting. We called it a kit shakeout. Because you can't just go to the range and shoot static, or to do a couple, you know, an hour worth of shooting and think that, all right, yep, that kit's okay. I mean, you got to put it through the test. So that's another good reason for taking classes, especially ones that you're actually going to get a lot of trigger time. You're getting to test your equipment, or doing stuff like the Gamut Challenge is a really good kit shakeout.
Well, anybody that uses even the airsoft guys don't use stuff from Amazon.
No.
If you're using stuff from Amazon, you're an Antifa LARPer.
Oh, here's an important one, guys, I wanted to get in. Given their low price and the prevalence of AR-500 steel plates
Have you guys done any testing on spall? I've seen a lot when I'm shooting steel, and I wonder how steel body armor reacts when hit. What stops the spall from hitting someone's throat and neck? Aaron S.
You got 45 seconds, Bob. You got to do it now. Go.
Well, that's Lee. You do all the reviews. What have you found, Lee? Because
I haven't shot steel plate or steel body armor.
Okay.
I just tested the soft stuff, but
I can answer this.
Go for it.
Steel body armor has one advantage. If you're training with it and you're wearing it and you want to get the full Monty, when you throw it into your car, if it lands on the corner, you're not going to waste the plate. But it does have a shortcoming, because they do come with these spall coatings that last for about three rounds. Three or four, especially if they're grouping really well. Now, on round three, if they're putting it where they put round one, you're probably going to be getting a few new craters in your face or in your lower jaw. So it really becomes a matter of do you not want to waste your stuff, or do you, I mean, get soft body armor to train with and get some decent plates to carry when it counts, and don't throw them around. And with that, we run out of time. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Guys, that was superb.
Thanks, Bill. See you, Bob.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, Bob, you're becoming a media animal, by the way. Let me tell you that. You've got it all together.
Because I went an hour without swearing?
A media animal, Bob. That's it exactly. Yep. That's it exactly. Coming up next, it is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.